This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Republican senators have conceded that they don't have enough votes to pass the latest effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The bill, known as Graham-Cassidy, is the third major GOP health care plan to fail this year. But, as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, just the possibility that Obamacare could be scrapped has affected some Texans and their decisions about health care.
Watch out for the chickens in the backyard.
I met Nora Jovanic in March of this year. Back then, she was showing me chickens in her backyard.
After we got her, we realized she was one of the loudest chickens.
We talked about one of the Republican plans to repeal Obamacare. Back then, Jovanic was on a health care plan through the online marketplace created by Obamacare. It allows people who don't get insurance through an employer to buy a plan on their own. Jovanic was 29 at the time, and under that first GOP plan, she was poised to get some more help buying insurance. Here she is back in March.
I, as a young, healthy person, would actually benefit. This plan would save me money on my taxes at the end of the year.
But Jovanic didn't like the GOP plan. She said it didn't sit right with her that older and sicker people would be forced to pay way more. That bill eventually died in Congress. And so did another Republican plan. Jovanic says she watched each of those bills closely.
I definitely have been worried this year because I didn't know if I was going to continue to have health insurance, if the whole marketplace was going to disappear, if they were going to change it and I was going to have really terrible health insurance, or my premium was going to skyrocket. So actually just 2 weeks ago, I made the decision to go on my husband's health insurance.
Jovanic says she's lucky to have that option to fall back on, but the decision wasn't easy. For one, her premiums are higher now. The premium under the Obamacare plan she had was $180 a month. Under her husband's plan, she pays $270 a month. But more importantly, Jovanic says she didn't want to leave Obamacare because of what it meant.
When I called to cancel my insurance, even though I'm going to get better health insurance that's more expensive, I still felt sad. Like, I felt sad in leaving this kind of larger, in my mind, social good. And so, I didn't want to have to jump ship. I felt kind of like I was forced into it because I didn't know whether I was going to have insurance in a couple months.
Most people on Obamacare don't know exactly what their choices will be next year. And that's a problem for Victoria Tizer, who I also talked to back in March. Tizer is 60 years old. She couldn't find a plan she could afford in the Obamacare marketplace this year. So she decided to chance it.
And I went without health care insurance this year. But what I did is I joined a wellness center and an exercise routine and focused on my health instead of my sickness. So that's what I've been doing this year. It's worked out really good.
Tizer says this is good for now because it's a big risk she's taking.
Where I'm vulnerable is if, like, an accident happened, something catastrophic, I wouldn't be covered. So, of course, I'm following all the bills that are coming up and what's going on.
So far, Tizer says none of those Republican repeal bills would have been good news for her situation. But she says she hasn't given up completely on finding an insurance plan in the future. She says if Obamacare is still around during open enrollment in November, she plans to shop around.
I'm going to look, and if I feel like I can find an insurance policy that I can afford that covers something, then I'll probably make that decision.
Tizer has a backup plan, but it's a couple of years away. In a little more than 4 years, she will be eligible for Medicare. And I should mention that both Nora Jovanic and Victoria Tizer say they're encouraged by at least one health care bill that was introduced in Congress this year.
My little bit of hope, though, is that maybe with all this insanity, we'll get a national single-payer health care system.
Single-payer would obviously be more cost-effective for the whole country. I mean, that would be the best.
Single payer is when one public entity provides health insurance for everyone in the country. Most developed countries have a system like this. But of course, for now, that faces even worse odds in Congress than any of the Republican health care bills proposed so far this year. And at least for now, Obamacare remains. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.